What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Hour number two, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. We're going to go back to the phones. Ezra in Idaho. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes. Hi, Mike. Thanks for your show. I just wanted to chime in on the Hillary situation. The thing that I think nobody really considers is that the FBI, who didn't they give the recommendation of the Justice Department not to indict Hillary? Is that correct?
That was basically, yes, what they did.
Yes. Now, why would that be? Everybody just seems to think it's because of the corruption, but what about what happened in 1933? The bankruptcy, right? And then the ongoing bankruptcy, so the alleged creditors, these international banking families, supposedly claim everything in the nation, that they own it, including these agencies of government, the FBI, the Justice Department, the whole shoot and match. I think that's what's going on. I don't know why more people don't talk about this.
Well, the situation with the bankruptcy came about because of the predations of the money junkies, and it's not a coincidence that that bankruptcy was brought about at the same time the bankers were trying to stage a fascist coup. I mean, it's all happening there. There was pressure to try and force Roosevelt to abandon the gold standard, to allow the bankers to just crank up those printing presses as much as they wanted. And bit by bit, it's been this evolution over the last 100 years to basically allow private central bankers unlimited license to essentially counterfeit the currency for their own benefit. And that's one of the issues going along. Now, how much it ties in with current events? Again, you have to stop thinking that all the events that are happening in the world track back to a single source, whether it's the CFR or the Bilderbergers or the Bohemian Grove or anything. The world is actually a lot more complex than that. You have all these different groups with different agendas, and sometimes they overlap and they cooperate. Sometimes the agendas collide, such as, you know, trying to keep Europe united at the same time you're flooding it with refugees. So I think Occam's razor has to apply here. The simplest, most direct explanation is likely to be the correct one.
Have you ever heard of the document that's you can pull it off the internet? It's called How to Free Yourself from Legal Tyranny, the UCC Connection by Howard Freeman.
I've seen a lot of those documents out there, and the problem with them is that they're of dubious validity, and the government just changes the laws. The government does not want there to be any way for you to be running your own life out of their control. And it's reached a ridiculous degree of level with the government telling you what you must eat, what you must not eat, what medicines you must take, can't even collect rain on your own property. Power freaks are never happy any more than money junkies are never happy. No matter how much they have to have all that much more.
But all their laws and statutes only apply to their U.S. persons, their U.S. citizens, their legal fictions, right? They don't apply to man. And that's where the separation must occur for people to achieve remedy and freedom, to understand the gist of it, which is you've got to get off the fictional system.
All right, Ezra, thank you very much for the phone call, because I had a response and I need to get that out there. I don't think that you can go and commit a crime and tell the police that you are not subject to the laws. They're going to laugh at you and then throw you in jail. There's a certain pragmatic practicality that has to be looked at. Yes, of course, laws are fiction. They're made up out of thin air. There's no real thing. There's no block of granite that you can point to and say, this is a law. It is all made up. Now, people submit to the laws because in a just society, the laws are there to protect health and safety and property. And that's really about the only just reason for a law to be there. But when you have laws that are forcing you to get vaccinated and you have laws banning you from collecting rainwater on your own property, it's clear that the law has gone off in a dangerous direction. And most of those laws basically do not comply with the Constitution. We have a government that has simply broken that contract with the American people called the Constitution. And in my view, they're illegal and illegitimate already, but I'm still going to obey the speed limit signs for practical reasons. All right, John in Texas, aloha. John, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, I'm just calling in. I'm just actually turning on the radio, listening to you. And I just wanted to get your opinion on what do you think about the whole the incident in Dallas, and then I'll tell you my opinion about it.
Well, I think it was a manufactured incident. I think the incident the day before with the guy with the concealed carry permit shot four times, I think that was manufactured as well. Yes, real people are dying. But looking at that video, I mean, you've got the police. They've just gunned this guy down, and then they stand there and wait for more than a minute while the girl is screaming into her cell phone instead of taking immediate control of the situation. And I spoke to a local police officer that I know, and they said, yeah, that's absolute nonsense. They would have immediately moved to protect the child that was in the back seat and get the passenger out of there on the off chance that the individual who'd been shot wasn't actually dead yet. So that feels wanky to me. And again, these are people who are willing to write off all kinds of lives. They would gladly kill 10% of the population as long as it turns the remaining 90% into obedient servants. I mean, look at Roosevelt when he go to Japan into the attack on Pearl Harbor. He knew he was basically making a decision that was going to result in hundreds of American sailors being killed, but that was just the price of doing business.
I know, right? And what a good situation to, you know, turn away from the whole FBI director saying, "Yeah, Hillary committed felony, but we don't care."
Yeah, you know that was that was pretty embarrassing. That was pretty embarrassing.
That you know what that means, though, right, Mike? This is a third world country. We're a banana republic. We don't have any. America is not great. America is nothing. This is ridiculous. I mean, this is if the American people, and I'm glad that you're talking about it, you are talking about the Hillary thing, because this is when the American people can tell who are the real truths and who are the real liars. You know, this is, you can't even lie on tax forms. You'll be thrown in prison. You have cops come to your door, take you to jail.
Yeah.
Fine. And this is just ridiculous.
Well, it is. Now, you know, this isn't over for Hillary, and that may be another reason why they're hitting the panic button and trying to get a race war going in the streets of America. Because when Trey Gowdy was talking to FBI Director Comey, and he asked him, did you look into the issue of Hillary making false statements under oath to Congress? And Comey said, no, we didn't investigate. And Gowdy asked him, why? He said, well, we didn't get a congressional referral on that, forgetting that the whole point of being the Federal Bureau of Investigation is you're supposed to investigate. So Trey Gowdy has sent the referral over, and now what we have here is the FBI is being ordered by the United States Congress to examine Hillary Clinton's statements under oath because she may be open to charges of perjury. And the problem is Comey can't come on back out and say, we recommend no charges. Yes, she lied. I already gave you the information about how she lied, but we're not going to recommend charges because it's not under his control. It's under the control of Congress. And if Comey refuses to go along with the congressional mandate of investigating Hillary Clinton for perjury, then Comey is now looking at impeachment and removal from office. So this situation is not over.
Hey, Mike, can I put an idea to you? You know how you said in the beginning of it that the people who are doing this, they wouldn't mind killing 10% of the population? Well, what about if there's something in Hillary's emails like, you know, maybe U.S. military secrets of our new weapon system and stuff like that?
Yes.
And, you know, that's why, you know, Russia was able to shut down our ships. You know, what happens if a bigger setup is being taken place and our soldiers, a base, is going to be the target? Because, I mean, you don't think it would be a bother to them losing a little base here somewhere in the middle of nowhere.
No, they probably wouldn't matter. But as a matter of fact, Russia just arrested an American spy. And that's not getting a lot of coverage here in the U.S. because nobody wants to address the question, how did Russia come to know this guy was a spy all of a sudden? Because if Russia got it from Hillary's emails, you know, that's a serious, serious matter. Because Russia... It is very, very serious. Anyway, listen, we're going to let you go. We got a bunch of phone calls, and we got to take a shout out to all of our on-air affiliates. We're still talking about Dallas. We're talking about Hillary's email server. We're talking about possible perjury charges. These are interesting times. We're going to go to Mateus in Canada. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael, you know how in algebra you make the equation as simple as possible. So let's apply that to the events with Comer and the FBI, and then the race war baiting the next day. So here we go. Looks like the people want Hillary in prison. Race war!
Yeah. Oh, you know, negative publicity about the email. Let's have a cop shoot a black person and just distract it again. And again,
they also...
Go ahead.
Also, did you notice how when the FBI was being questioned, he was very forthcoming about any question, about many questions, but then as soon as there was a question about the Hillary Foundation, the Clinton Foundation, he was very clear that that was off topic.
And yeah, he clammed up. You know, I could hear his butt clench from all the way out here in Hawaii on that one.
Yeah. Because you're right about this whole thing, that in there lies the big problem. And so he's just flat
ordered.
No matter how bad
problem.
It looks, you just don't answer any questions, no matter how bad it looks for anybody. And now, as far as these sniper attacks go, I'm not buying it one bit. Black Lives Matter, they're not sniper cells. What a big coincidence that we just have a bunch of professional snipers that don't get caught. Just in time to divert away from Hillary this whole scandal. I don't buy it at all. It reminds me back in the most recent attempt for the Americans to overthrow Iran through creating civil unrest just a few years ago that failed.
Yes.
What was happening is that Western-backed snipers were shooting into both sides of the protest, like the government side and then the rebel side, and blaming it on each other. And so that was actually
they did that in Kiev as well. They actually did that in Kiev as well. Yeah.
Yeah. So this totally has all the this is Hillary, Mafia Don boss, Hillary, about to go down and bring down the government with her, and an order is put out through the Mafia crime families to start just shoot up some white cops, blame it on, they just sent in assassins to shoot up their own people. And you're correct. It's no big deal for them. They're willing to sacrifice the people at Pearl Harbor. They're willing to sacrifice, you know, they're willing to
kill a million. They're willing to sacrifice the people on the USS Liberty.
Exactly.
President Johnson actually said he preferred that the ship went to the bottom of the ocean with all hands rather than embarrass Israel.
Exactly. So we're completely infiltrated with crime boss families, and they're now competing with each other for control. It's just the most insane political time ever. It's crazy.
It really, really is, and it's all powered by illicit drug money and money laundering, and it's really becoming visible. The question I have is, will the American people show the same courage as the people of Colombia, who actually did put their president on trial for being a drug criminal, a drug lord? And we need to ask that question now. Anyway, Mateus, thank you very much. We're going to let you go and try and fit in two more phone calls before the commercial break. Randy in Texas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. You know, you were talking to that guy earlier about, you know, you couldn't sit there and claim that the laws don't apply to you. You have to use the Hillary Clinton defense.
Which
laws don't apply to you.
Well, you know, again, yes, under that equal protection clause, I mean, if Hillary can take a walk on betraying American secrets, you know, because she didn't have evil intent. You know, it should apply to us as well. And by the way, there is that Marine who is trying to get his own legal issues dismissed under the Hillary Clinton excuse.
Yes, and I just saw a bit of an interview with Hillary Clinton by Lester Holt of NBC News,
mm-hmm.
and she was discussing the email, and it was like, oh, well, there's nothing here. You know, we were cleared. It's okay. It's perfectly fine. It's like, yeah, you come out right now when everyone's distracted, and you go ahead and make these kind of statements.
Well, see, the thing is, the FBI didn't clear her. Even Comey himself says, no, there's some, you know, something should happen out of this. They didn't clear her. He came on out and said she committed all these felony violations of Title 18. He just said, we're not recommending charges. That's a long way away from being cleared or exonerated. The FBI said, yes, she did all these things. We're just going to let her skate because I don't want to wind up dead in Fort Marcy Park.
Yeah, but Hillary said that she was cleared.
Hillary said a lot of things. It's time to stop listening to her. I almost used a bad word on this here radio.
Okay, I'm sorry about that there, Mike.
All right.
I would upset you that bad by sitting there.
No. You're not upsetting
Hillary
me.
Hillary is.
Hillary's upsetting me. Comey's upsetting me. Obama's upsetting me. The entire federal government is just annoying the heck out of me. Anyway, Randy, we're going to let you go and switch over to Steve in California. Aloha, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Michael. I just want to throw something by you here on the, I guess it's pronounced Paracel Islands, those islands, string of islands in the South China Sea. You know, they've occupied that. China's occupied it since 1956. I guess they're putting a missile defense system on one of those islands. And what do you think? How do you think that's going to turn out? The United States definitely wants to stop this. But how is that going to turn out?
Well, what the United States really wants is a war with China. They don't care about those islands. They don't care what China's doing with the islands. The real root behind all of this push to war with Russia and China is to rid the world of the ruble and the yuan and send it all back into the slavery of Bretton Woods, where everybody does business using U.S. dollars borrowed at interest from the Federal Reserve, or have to send us manufactured goods and agricultural produce for boxes of ink and paper. That's what this is really all about, the continued hegemonic domination of the U.S. dollar over all global trade and banking. And it's already falling apart between BRICS and the Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank and all the rest of it, and these attempts at these so-called free trade agreements, which are anything but Trans-Pacific Partnership, Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership. These are all about trying to lock the world back into a U.S.-centric economic system. That's what these are all about.
Well, I understand that, but do you think the United States will actually take firing shots at China on this? You think they'll actually do that?
Yeah, I think they actually will. I mean, because China's not going to abandon the yuan just because Obama or whoever the next president is just going to make stink face at them. And, you know, Trump understands this. He's already on record saying he wants to go back to being friends with China and Russia and do trade, peace through commerce. That's why he's such a threat to all these people who want to conquer the world and permanently enslave it to a U.S. private central bank.
Hey, thanks, Michael.
All right, thank you very much here, and we're coming up on another commercial break. Getting on back to the news here, there is now a new petition up there at change.org, and basically a petition for FBI Director Comey to resign, and he should. If he's not going to do his job, he should resign or be fired. And like the other petition about Hillary being charged over at the White House petition site, this went up just a short time ago, and already it's close to the required numbers of signature. Now, Comey is out there saying that he didn't recommend charges because, in his view, everything Hillary did was just extreme carelessness and negligence. But that's exactly what Title 18, Section 793 mentions. You can be prosecuted. You should be prosecuted for revealing U.S. secrets through negligence. There is no need to prove evil intent. We'll be right back.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
For the most amazing, calming, brain-stabilizing, blood sugar, and natural addiction-breaking formula, try CalMind. Anxiety melts, panic is gone, sleep is restful, and you'll stay calm during stress. Better than booze, mind-altering drugs, or anti-anxiety, antidepressant, toxic medications, CalMind lubricates your mind so you'll sail through the day effortlessly. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com and listen to the NutriMedical Report on GCN with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Robertson Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Robertson Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Robertson Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And boy, are we getting a lot of phone calls today. People are very upset about what's going on here. So let's go to Peter in Los Angeles. Aloha, Peter. Welcome back to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, Michael, I seem to be along with the consensus and agree with you that this is a diversion and it's an effort to divide and conquer. But I wanted to bring up one thing, Mike, and that is how in the world can Comey even call this an investigation when he has her for 3.5 hours and he does not put her under oath and does not keep any written transcript that can be reviewed by anybody? How possibly can that be a criminal investigation?
Well, you're talking about that final interview with Hillary. And, yeah, she was not under oath. There was no recording, no transcript. It's just a final analysis by the FBI of what was said. And it's probably no more valid than that FBI summary of the discussion with Lisa Foster that tried to claim that the dark blued steel gun found with Foster's body was the silver-colored gun that Foster had inherited from his father. That's what the FBI does. They're America's version of the Gestapo. They're there to enforce the will of the ruling party. And that's what they do. They're not the swell bunch of Joes you see on film and TV shows. In fact, when he was director of the FBI, J. Edgar Hoover was just an absolute manic nut about manufacturing a positive image for the FBI. Again, his number one unspoken rule was never embarrass the agency.
Michael, do you remember back and think back to the huge lengths that the Clintons go to never be put under oath since the last time they were put under oath, you know, he got impeached for perjury, remember? But even after Benghazi, when she fell in the bathtub or whatever it was to avoid being placed under oath and testifying in front of Congress, she did testify, but not under oath. They never want to go under oath because she's such a lying witch.
She had to be under oath at some point in order for Trey Gowdy to be, you know, talking about perjury charges. You know, and this idea that she's, you know, not under oath when she testifies. I mean, that's a sure sign of a cover-up. Remember when Dick Cheney and George Bush testified about 9/11 and their interview was in private, together, no oath, no written record. I mean, yeah, I mean, that's, I mean, they're just telegraphing this.
But, okay? Michael, but do you remember to avoid testifying in front of Congress, how she claimed she fell in the shower or something?
Well,
Benghazi?
Maybe not. I mean, people have been noticing she seems to have a problem with her eyes. She has a Fresnel prism in one lens now, which means without those special glasses, she can't actually fuse the two eyes anymore. And that could be the sign of a brainstem stroke. So I'm not ready to say that situation was completely fake. But certainly if it happened, Hillary would immediately say, oh, I can use my injury and my attack here to get out of testifying. But I want to go back and find out if Hillary was ever under oath during any of that testimony about her email server, because Trey Gowdy is not going to be out there talking about perjury unless she made statements under oath. So we need this idea that, you know, anybody in the FBI or Congress is not going to put such an important witness under oath. I mean, that's just absolutely absurd.
Yeah, how can you possibly even claim it to be an investigation? And one more thing, just as a note, everybody out there, I saw the movie last night, Weiner, about Anthony Weiner.
Yeah,
that is put out, and it really is worth seeing. I highly recommend it, Michael.
Okay. Yeah. By the way, it is pronounced Weiner, Anthony Weiner. And
thanks, Mike. Yeah. That's it for me.
All right, we're going to let you go and switch to Pete. Well, we're going to start with Pete in Florida, but Pete, I'm going to have to take you through the commercial break. So let's get started. What's on your mind?
You made the comment about how do we get Hillary in trouble. I mean, the question is constitutionally, why are we being told that no one can bring somebody to a magistrate for a crime? I mean, we're leaving it up to these government employees to tell us that they're the only ones, attorneys general, throughout the
country. That goes back to a 1981 Supreme Court decision that took away the right of individual criminal prosecution. And that was the moment where the government really took to itself the ability to decide who gets away with a crime and who doesn't. Thank you for the call, Pete. Got to let you go. Back with more phone calls after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Poor water quality is a major health issue, and it's only getting worse. Municipalities can't keep up, standards have dropped, and pollutants are increasing. Where does it all end? It ends by keeping the pollutants outside of your home with HydroCare's advanced systems available at Wave Home Solutions. No less than the best purification materials and processes have been developed by HydroCare to provide you with healthy, clean water for drinking, cooking, and showering. HydroCare far surpasses the competition in removing chlorine, odors, iron, lead, chemicals, limescale, and much more. Don't settle for less when it comes to your water. We'll take care of the toughest water problems for you, whether it's from a city or well source. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 888-997-WAVE. That's 888-997-WAVE. Or go to bestwater123.com. That's bestwater123.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home. Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Foodforliberty.com sells high-quality storable foods from Numana. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or an outdoor sports enthusiast, Foodforliberty.com has your prepackaged single-serve packs or kits for the entire family. Numana is known for high-quality, great-tasting, GMO-free, super nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. With a 25-year shelf life, you can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. Right now, Foodforliberty.com is offering a special gift, a heavy-duty Survivor dry storage box designed for extreme bug-out conditions. This storage box is built to last, includes compass, signaling mirror, and is yours free with a $50 order. Go to foodforliberty.com right now and pick up your quality storable foods from Numana. To get the Survivor dry storage box, use promo code LIBERTY. It makes good sense to be prepared. Go to foodforliberty.com.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
Hello, hi, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to the phones here. Charlie in Minneapolis. Charlie in Los Angeles. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, yo, Mike. Yeah, in L.A. I just want to make a comment about the Minneapolis shooting. You know, I saw the video, and I was wondering, why wasn't that police officer forcing the driver of the car to keep her hands where he could see them? He obviously didn't fumble around with the video camera, uploading videos. I think the whole thing is fake. I can't prove it, but it contradicts.
No, but it doesn't feel right. It doesn't feel right. And considering that the girl has just watched her boyfriend get shot, she's remarkably calm while she's describing the scene for the video stream, and she doesn't start getting emotional until after she's out of the car. It does feel like they were putting the message out. Now, they probably really did shoot and kill that guy.
Why do you keep believing everybody's getting killed? That guy's not dead. I bet you $100 this is all fake.
Well, I agree with the being fake here, but they've had too many of these crisis actors resurface again, and they're trying to
volunteering to sit there while this guy gets killed. I don't think so. I think it's much easier to fake it and just let it all go by. Americans' attention
could be
for America,
could,
like what, could, 15 seconds?
You could very well be right. At this point, it's almost moot to the idea that it doesn't feel right to me. She's too calm. She's able to get her message out clear. The cops are just standing there letting her get the message out, and only then do they take her out of the car and put her on the ground and everything. It doesn't feel real
okay,
to me either. All right, thank you. We're going to switch to Alex in Florida. Aloha, Alex. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael. I just wanted to bring up that George Carlin, before he died, he said, someone asked him, do you think we can do something about this oligarchy? And his opinion was, unless you're willing to die or shed blood, no. I mean, they're so powerful, it is pathetic. And speaking of Hillary Clinton, I thought Comey was asked if there was intent for her to hide emails from We the People that would provide freedom of information, and he also said that they really didn't investigate that.
Well,
am
he doesn't
correct?
Need to. He doesn't need to because the 2020 had a video interview of Hillary from back in 2008 where she did not want to use a government email account in order that her email communications not be subject to future investigations and Freedom of Information Act lawsuits. So it's on video that she was doing this. Okay,
that's the intent right there. Even though we don't have to have intent, that's the intent right there. And I also find it amazing that none of the oligarchy, you know, if this was in Russia or China, the oligarchy would be not necessarily, they would be assassinated. No such thing as anyone that's of the oligarchy being assassinated. Can you think of anybody?
Not since John F. Kennedy, but then he succeeded in really annoying a lot of people. Well, Vince Foster, you know, was anybody inconvenient to the oligarchy does meet with strange accidents here. But, you know, getting on back to that issue of intent, Comey acknowledged Hillary's email server was not authorized, and yet she made the overt decision to go ahead and create and maintain this private server. That's intent right there. And so for Comey to say, she didn't mean to do wrong, she didn't mean to hide things, and it's absurd because, again, under Title 18, Section 793, you can be prosecuted for negligence and recklessness and just anything that you do that exposes national secrets to people who should not be allowed to have them is prosecutable. And Hillary's own lawyers didn't have security clearances to be looking at this material. After her email was set up by Brian Pagliani, and then it was moved to that company out in Arizona, they weren't cleared to look at the data that was on it. That was a violation of an executive order signed by President Bill Clinton that no outside company could work on computers where classified information might be stored without being vetted by the intelligence agencies. And then Hillary had a backup system company, same thing, wasn't cleared to be accessing computers with classified information. And at the very least, you know, she's, you know, that's going to be her new campaign slogan. I saw a news story. She's out there trying to find a campaign message to move forward on. So, you know, my suggestion is vote Hillary Clinton because America needs an extremely careless president.
Yeah. I saw a little documentary or news excerpt last night on the internet. They said that they think of that Trump could actually be bought. And he would drop out of the race. And I wouldn't doubt it. It seems like he's intentionally crashing. I don't know.
No. Remember back to the Watergate scandal where everybody was wondering why George McGovern seemed to be self-destructing, and it turned out it wasn't McGovern. It was Nixon's committee to reelect the president. Hillary Clinton served on the Watergate committee. She actually got fired from it for unethical behavior. So she has had a high-level education into the dirty tricks used to win elections, courtesy of Richard Nixon. And she's playing those same games right now.
Yeah, and also Kissinger. He's one of her main freaking advisors. And you know that guy has some dirty tricks up his sleeve.
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, he must have every trick in the world, especially for overthrowing countries.
Okay, well, listen, we're going to let you go here, and thank you very much for the phone call. And I think Clint in Ohio is next. Clint, are you there?
Yeah, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine. You're on the air.
Okay, I'm calling about the shootings. I called last night when this Dallas shooting was going on, and I told them about the call you had Tuesday of the Homeland Security Director about the diversion about to happen.
He wasn't and a director. He just said he worked in Homeland Security.
Okay, well, yeah, I'm sorry. Anyways, and I also pointed out that George Soros has been funding all this and that this is like a big distraction. And, you know, people are starting to talk about how this is a run-up to trying to cancel the elections and martial law. I don't know if that's actually what's going on, but we know they'll use any excuse to do whatever they want. But I just wanted to let you know, and people should be calling in to these police departments and telling them about what they hear, what they know, and the thing is they don't seem interested in going after the head people. They just want to get the little minions. They don't want to go after the people that are inciting violence. If you were to fund a terrorist group and you were to call for violence, I bet you we would watch you right here on Bamboozle TV. Well, you'd see the FBI raiding you right alive. But these people can get away with doing it all the time, and nothing's happening to them. I mean, I don't know what to say that's going on. People need to start calling people and saying, hey, this is what's going on, and let them know, because the public's just ignorant on all this.
Well, I don't think the public is as ignorant as you think they are, but what is definitely important is for people to call talk radio shows, talk TV shows, and just get on the air and say, I'm not buying the official story. We have seen too many of these false flags and hoaxes before. The timing is just too cute. And you know, we know from the long history of the U.S. government how they control us all is with lies, fraud, and deception. Anyway, Clint, thank you for the phone call. Need to let you go. We got a bunch of calls, and we're coming up on the top of the hour in the Lady Claire. Mark in North Carolina, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, I have a couple of theories on this. I think that what's happening is the government has certain sleeper-type agents in various parts of society, including the police departments. They're actually, mm-hmm. through MKUltra, that can, at a word, can act. Because it seems to me too much of a coincidence. Right after Mrs. Flick is pretty much destroyed and shown up to be the liar that she is, even though she didn't go to jail, next thing you know, is a police shooting in Louisiana. There's a police shooting in Minnesota, which is even more. That seems even more. Somebody that might have been mind controlled, and then you get this thing in Dallas.
Well, let me back up here a little bit. Yes, to the first part. Intelligence agencies have assets all over the place. When I worked in Hollywood, the Mockingbird people were there, FBI informants, screenplays were being stolen, and then the people contacted by the FBI about correcting certain things that made the FBI look bad. I mean, that's just an open secret here. They don't need MKUltra. Okay, there are, unfortunately, tragically, sadly, way too many Americans who are perfectly willing to go along with the government. Undercover informants, I used to run into those back in college, and they still have them today. There was a guy who had been my best friend and took me to that staged riot at Disneyland. And after it was all over, he revealed he was an FBI informant, tried to recruit me, which is the last day I ever spoke to the sphincter.
But the thing is...
And hang on, let me finish. Let me finish. Okay, and these people do all this, and they go home at night, and they whack off to old James Bond movies, and they realize that being an undercover informant opens up doors and opportunities for government jobs, which pay more than civilian jobs. So there are, unfortunately, a lot of Americans who will go along and do this sort of thing. It doesn't need to be mind control, just simple greed and a misguided sense of patriotic duty.
The thing is, how about these two cops in two different places shooting people in cold blood like that? I know it happens sometimes before, but just coincidentally, with all this stuff going around with Hillary, it just seems to me too much of a coincidence. Now,
I agree. I absolutely agree. We know that the police, because of all those Israeli security companies, they're trained to shoot first and ask questions later. We know that a disproportionately large number of police officers are on prescription antidepressants, and those make it very easy to just follow an impulse and pull the trigger. And there have been these shootings all along. They made a big deal about these because they needed to fan up this whole race issue as a distraction. But we know these kinds of extrajudicial executions and shooting accidents by the police happen all the time. Remember that shootout at the Empire State Building? 9 bystanders shot, all by the NYPD.
Mm-hmm. But just the same day as Coney gives a speech, and the next day when there's more, and this happens.
I agree. The timing is just too cute. I think somebody did an order, and it went down through the intelligence networks and said, we need a cop to shoot a black guy. Look for an opportunity.
And now the guy who's supposedly the sniper, I mean, you know how good how good you got to be able to take on hundreds of armed men, literally, kill, 6 or 7, wound a bunch of others, okay, and not yourself?
First of all, the witnesses were saying there were at least 4 shooters, possibly as many as 6. Second, they had the high ground up there on the top of that parking structure firing down into a crowd. They didn't necessarily need to aim for a particular policeman, just fire into a crowd of policemen and wait for some of them to drop. So, that's how these things get done. Anyway,
Mark, now they're saying he's the only shooter.
Well, now, that's what they're saying now. They said there were only 2 shooters at Columbine, and Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone, and blah, 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 blah. We know the government lies. Nobody's going to argue with that one. Anyway, Mark, I need to let you go because we got one more phone call, and then we're going to close the phone lines for the Lady Claire's hour so that we can get actually something done here. Jason in Massachusetts, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Michael, I'm honored to be your last call before the heartbreak. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
Good, as well as we all can be doing, right? So I think I have a lot of Trump supporters on the internet listening to you right now. So that being said, I just have 2 points, and then I'll above take your commentary off the air. Point number one being, I saw a lot of people, I woke up early this morning, and I saw a lot of people talking about already, minutes after it happened, about the Texas tragedy being a hoax. And what people need to understand, and I don't know what your listening audience by and large, because I'm relatively new to your show, although I call in every day, I'm sure you know my voice by this point, understands clearly that Sandy Hook was a media hoax. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay,
I mean, there are just so many things wrong with that story. Same thing with the Boston bombing. Same thing
right.
with the Oklahoma City.
I live in Boston, so.
Okay, well, I was born in Boston.
Right, so, that's fantastic. We can talk about that some other day. Point number two is that what these people need to understand is that they're going to muddy the waters. The communist takeover is very, very intelligent in the way that they muddy the waters in terms of our communication. And by our, I mean you and me. Me and my friends, internet forums that want to simply find the truth, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, so I know, and they're hacking my server. Jason, you've one bit of confusion that you're dealing with. This is not a communist takeover. It's a fascist takeover.
Fair enough.
Okay.
Fair enough. Point is the propaganda mechanisms that they use have started to infiltrate into areas such as Facebook and this and that. And when I see people coming out 16 minutes after a tragedy like this in Texas early this morning and saying that it was a hoax, no, people really died. And if you pay attention, you can see the stories where it's a total hoax or when people really died. And today,
the fact that people really died doesn't mean it wasn't a hoax or a staged incident.
Correct. I wanted to leave the rest of that up to you.
Okay, well, Jay, here's the situation. The situation is that all these past false flags have been ripped apart by analysts on the net. We've got a running gag here that the lifespan of a government lie these days can be clocked with an egg timer, and I've got an egg timer here just to do that. And so they're going to go out and actually kill people, so there are the appropriate dead bodies. and they're trying to find a way where they can come up with one of these hoaxes that is unassailable. And so far, they're failing miserably. Jason, got to let you go. We're going to start with John from Barbados. John, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. Yes, I'm looking at this from a more a macro situation where we have Brexit, which caused absolute chaos in British politics. We've got an election in Australia, which has turned into a complete chaotic mess. And the election in America, which is, we know, is a chaotic mess with all the vote fraud and things going on in probably all three countries I previously mentioned. And is this the beginning of the New World Order push to create worldwide chaos and then, propose their remedy? Order out of chaos.
It could very well be, and obviously that's an area of concern. John, stay on the line. I'm going to bring you back for this last segment, okay?
Hey.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no way, can't draw no pay, unemployed.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Coming up on the top of the hour, we're going to go back to John in Barbados. John, you had something else you wanted to share with us.
Yes, well, I've been looking at this situation in America from an outside point of view. And what seems to me to be taking place is a deliberate government-instigated attempt to create a race war in America. And 2 years ago, just after Obama was elected, I said, if, you know, looking at him and his past and looking at what he's been doing, it seems that his whole attempt is to create a situation where he can declare a national emergency, postpone the coming November election, postpone mm-hmm. it. I mean, mm-hmm. but when I say postpone, it will be postponed forever, you know, because things will never get back to normal. And stay in as president for life, like you suggested. But I was talking about this with my friends 2 years ago.
Well, there's been a lot of talk about that. Apparently, something like 70% of Democrats would be okay with Obama having a third term. I think it would be a disaster. And in any event, under the Constitution, he only gets two terms in office. And he's supposed to step down. And it's almost become a ritual for all sitting second-term presidents to start wistfully saying, I wish there was some way to get around that 25th Amendment. And, of course, there really is no way to get around it other than to find a reason to suspend the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, which may be in the offing. Because it's not so much Obama's megalomania. There is a palpable fear hanging over Washington, D.C., that the American people are awake to what's really been going on in this country for a very, very long time. And having lost the ability to lie with impunity, they don't know any other way to run a country. So they're just going to keep up coming with bigger and bigger hoaxes. There was even this absurd quote from Time magazine saying that the nation needs a new 9/11 to redirect Americans' anger with the government at a more suitable direction, meaning whoever we're planning on invading next week.
Well, I also look at what's happening in the, you know, these two conventions that's coming up, the GOP and the Democratic Convention, and both look set to be absolute riots.
Well, we know from the hacked messages of that Black Lives Matter leader that, yeah, that's the plan. To basically have riots at both conventions, which could, in effect, basically shatter the nomination process, and that would give Obama his excuse to say, well, we're going to have to reset here and go backwards and so forth and so on. I mean, everything's in play right now, and we're dealing with a government that sees itself as completely above the rules and restrictions of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. Thank you for the phone call, John. We got to let you go. We're going to be back here after station identification with the lovely Lady Claire.
Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Work with your doctor when taking medications. Make Protovite part of your healthy lifestyle.
HealthForLiberty.com is your source for Protovite, a powerful nutritional supplement that's a true breakthrough for your health. Poor digestion makes it nearly impossible to absorb the nutrition your body needs. Protovite is a liquid multi-nutrient formula with patent-pending absorption technology and the highest quality ingredients to nourish
every cell in your body.
My name is Sandra White. 6 weeks ago, when I started taking Protovite, I was on 14 medications, from everything for blood pressure to fibromyalgia. In the first 10 days, my blood sugar dropped 50 points, and my fibromyalgia pain is gone. And so was 12 of the 14 medications that I was taking. I'm 66, living life and loving it.
Go to healthforliberty.com right now. That's healthforliberty.com.
Thank you, Protovite, for giving my life back.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.